The Joyride.
And it's been such a busy afternoon eating caramel bananas and doughfuls and checking out all the wonderful people here at Bloom Show 2022 that we haven't gotten around to my biggest story of the day for Conspiracy Corner. It is Klein Saterdag, so that means we delve into that deep dark world of conspiracies. And today's one freaked me out a little bit because this is something that happened just 2 days ago on the 2nd of May. So what was that, Monday?
Yeah, it was Monday.
All right. This was captured on a NASA telescope. But the conspiracy is that NASA is now trying to hide something. So what happened was there's a guy called Scott C. Waring. He lives in Taiwan, but he's, what do you call it, an amateur astrologist or astronomer?
Yeah, right. they say stokperkie.
Yeah, but he follows everything that NASA does, checks their website all the time, makes sure that they don't hide anything from us that we should know. And he came across a clip on Monday during their live feed. They saw something peculiar on the side of the sun. Now, you can imagine how big the sun is, all right? Mm-hmm. The sun, I think there's something like 1,000 Earths goes into the sun.
Yeah.
Something like
Mere
that.
Is that, yeah.
I could be wrong, but it's something like that. Now, they saw a cube, a black cube formation on the side of the moon, which I can only guess is the size of a planet. Because, I mean, when the Earth moves over the moon, you can see the size of the Earth.
Yeah.
This thing looks bigger than the Earth when it moves across the sun. So it must be a gigantic thing, whatever it is. No one knows what it is. But here's where the conspiracy came in. As soon as the live feed picked up this object on the side of the moon, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, NASA experienced a glitch in their live feed.
It's a glitch in the matrix, man.
And then they took away the whole screen that showcased this cube on the side of the sun. And now that clip is gone forever. Luckily, this guy, Mr. Scott C. Waring, downloaded the clip before they could download it or delete it.
Uh-oh.
And now there's evidence of this clip. Have a listen to what he had to say about this crazy phenomenon on the side of the sun.
This is from the NASA SOHO website, but instantly they went to maintenance mode and you can no longer get this video or photos. And I just wanted to show you this black cube coming out of the sun. And it's not just in one frame, it's actually in three. But the very next frame after this one, they covered up this whole area with a big black glitch in the pixelization. They're just trying to hide it, and that's why they went to maintenance mode, so they can get this out of there first. And every time I tried to make a video of it, it didn't work. However, here is their website, and different website, but this one has it. You can see the cube down here, and it is from the SOHO webcam. Here is the official website. This is a SOHO official website. You also see the cube right there. Okay, and the time is exactly the same, 13:06, May 2nd. So that's just pretty amazing. I went over here and I found out, yes, they're doing maintenance. They're doing maintenance on May 2nd. What a coincidence. At 1300 hours, what a coincidence. It's 13:06 where the cube comes out. And it looked like there's more than just the cube. I saw another black object that looked like a cube coming out the top and out of the side, just extremely fast. So it looked like it's more than one cube. There may have been two or three, four coming out from different positions.
Someone's playing Yahtzee next to the sun. I don't know what's gaan al julle duisies asseblief. It's crazy. Go check out. We've got the video footage, we've got the clips, we've got the photo images. We'll load them all on our website.
Ons het alles.
OFM.co.za. Click on read and then entertainment.
The Joyride with Nikku, Nikki, and JB. Proudly made possible by Arinel Pharmacy Group. Family values. Values for the whole family.